sent his word, his word healed them and delivered them from their destruction. The word of God is the ordained instrument for deliverers of all kinds. Join God's servant, Sunny E. Olide of the Comforter Revival International Mission, as he brings the word of God ordained for your deliverance. Welcome to the Comforter Hour of Healing and Deliverance.
Thank you for all you have done for us. Thank you for whom you are for us and all you have done. Thank you for your loving kindness. Thank you for our garden again. Take all the glory, Lord, in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you so much, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
In Jesus' name. Amen. Let's have our seats and welcome in the name of the Lord Jesus.
I want to very briefly again, you will be strengthened by him tonight.
Micah chapter 6 verse 8.
Verse 8. He hath healed thee, O man, what is good. And what does the Lord require of thee? But to do justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God. We were created to live in divine health. Note that. You were not created by God to be sick at all. Say, I am created by God. In God. And for God. I just trust God for understanding. He said, He has healed thee. Oma, what is good? To do justly. What he requires of you first is to do justly. But for you to do justly, you must know what God shielded. He has shielded, Oma, what is good? That's what I want to explain before I go away. What God shows us is the highest demonstration of faith. Say, I am created to live in divine health. Never to be sick. Not to be sick. That's your topic. You are created to live in divine health. So any sickness in your body that persisted, it is because your spirit man did not understand what God has made him to be and what God has shown him. He has shown thee, O man, what is good. Proverbs 12:21 says, There shall no evil happen to the just. That's clear cut. Clear declaration of God. There shall no evil happen to the just. The question today is that, why are evil happening to the just? Because the just did not understand how they were to live. The just did not understand how they were designed to live. See, I receive grace to understand the understanding of God. There shall no evil happen to the just. Say, there shall no evil happen to me. Evil of sickness and disease will not happen to me, will never happen to me again. All the days of my life, in the name of Jesus. Get it right. I know I'm going gradually to just get it. It's a mystery. He has shown thee, O man, what is good. And what did the Lord require of thee? To do justly. And in the New Testament it says, the just shall live by faith. What kind of faith? These are things that we have to just grasp the reality and begin to fly in divine head. If any sickness is still living in your body, tonight it will leave you. Because your real person must understand how God wants you to live. Now, Hebrews 10:38, don't be tired of hearing the word of God, because that is your father. The word of God is your father. He gave birth, it's your father and your mother. He gave birth to you. Because of the word gave birth to you. So don't be tired. If you are tired of hearing what God said, it means you are tired of your life. And if you are tired of your life, you are tired of your creator. So don't be tired. Just keep hearing and keep understanding. Now, the just shall live by faith. Simple. But if any man draw back from living by faith, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. Now, you see, when you look at this, Jesus gave us an example of how the just should live. When he healed the 10 lepers, they all went and they were clean. And one of them returned and be giving glory to God, giving thanks to his name. And Jesus said, were they not 10? Where are the 9? And this Samaritan was a stranger. Okay. He now told the man, go, thy faith has made you whole. Now, the highest demonstration of faith is to give thanks to God. The highest demonstration of faith is to give thanks to God and to praise him. That's the highest one. Luke 17, let's read that please. Luke 17 from verse 12 down to 18 on there. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, go, shew yourself unto the priest. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice, and with a loud voice, glorify God. With a loud, not with a slow voice, with a loud voice, glorify God. And fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks, and he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answered and said, were there not 10 clean? But where are the 9? There are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger. And he said unto him, arise, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. What is that man's faith that he demonstrated? With a loud voice, giving thanks to God. With a loud voice, giving glory to God. With a loud voice, praising him. With a loud voice, appreciating him. And he said, go, thy faith has made thee whole. Now, listen to me. If I ask you, you have 20 naira in your pocket? And I say, please, can you please give me 2 naira? I say, no problem. Huh? Because you are 20 and you agreed to give me 2. And I say, when am I having it? When I talk to you, you say you are going to give me. That's prayer. That's what prayer does. Now, at that point you ask the man, maybe the money is in the bank, but in the man's name. Between the time he's going to transfer that 2 naira into your account, what must go on is praises and thanksgiving. If that is missing, Satan can hinder itself from. Even the man can forget. But as you are leaving the man, you say thank you for the gift of the money. You go home again, you call, thank you so much. But he has not sent it to, but because you asked him and he promised to send it to you. Now, you keep giving, if the man intends to send me in 24 hours time, you call me within 2 hours, you are calling 10 times, appreciating, will he reach 24 hours again? This is the key to this kingdom's life we are talking about. Anyone that is not appreciative in the kingdom of God will be depreciating. That is God's standard. You can be younger than your age. You can be more healthier and more agile than your age if you learn the secret of what God shows you. Sit down. Thank you. He assures you, oh man, what is good. We are going to study the Bible tonight. What is good that God show us? And he said, who is he that is going to harm you if you be follower of that which is good? 1 Peter 3. The kind of training that everybody is receiving in this commission, you will be better than a pastor somewhere. Do you understand? When they see what is coming out of you, because the reality of your person that God has created is what we are bringing to you. Do you understand my point? You don't need to hold microphone before you can pastor. Do you understand my point? Listen. Are we in 1 Peter? Let's read. Let's read from verse 10. 1 Peter chapter 3. If you want to enjoy divine health, key to this matter. If you want to enjoy the fullness of God in every aspect of life, this is the key. For he that will love life and see good deeds, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips that they speak no guile. I said something to that said you can pray amiss, but you can never praise God amiss. It's not possible. Listen to this. You know, it's a question, it's asking a question. Who is it that loves life and he wants to see many good days? That on a daily basis you'll just be waking up enjoying divine health. Let him ensue evil and do good. Let him seek peace and ensue it. Look at verse 7. Let him do good. Doing good, listen to me, first and foremost, if I give you something, I do good to you, right? But if I praise God, I do good to God. Many today, they do good to people without doing good to God. Do you understand my point? Eh? And it will be proper for us to do good to God before we do good to people. Because when you do good to God, your good you are doing to people will be pleasurable to them. You are not with me again. Do not know that some people give you regret of collecting it. The reason is because the person has not become better in doing good to God. I think we are going somewhere tonight. Remember where we picked ourselves. He assured thee, oh man, what is good. And he wants you to do that which is good. To do justly. The best way to do justly is to give thanks to God. Now, let me show you now. For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous. Listen. And his ears are open unto their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. The best way to do evil every day is to refuse to give thanks to God every day. The best way to do evil every day is to refuse to give thanks to God every day. You know, look at what is. Give me that verse 12 again. There's something I want us to draw out there. For the eyes of the law are over the righteous. The question is that who are the righteous? The righteous doeth think and rejoice. The proof of a righteous man, the proof of a righteous woman is that he doeth think and rejoice. This is the scripture. This is what Jesus came to demonstrate to us. Now, verse 13 says, "For who is he that will harm you?" Verse 13, man. Who is projecting for us? Thank you. Who is he that will harm you? If ye be followers of that which is good, what is that which that God commanded that is good? It is a good thing to give thanks to God. That's the only good thing. When you are giving thanks to God, his presence fills your presence. Then to extend to human beings become easier. Proverbs 29 verse 6. I'm about leaving now so that I will leave you so that you ponder on that matter and go back and enjoy divine air for the rest of your days on the planet Earth. When you see me, I say I can never be sick again. I know what, I've gotten something now. I may forget not to eat food, but I will not forget giving thanks to him. No matter how busy I am, I will always remember that. Are you in Proverbs 29 verse 6? In the transgression of an evil man, there is a snare, but the righteous does things and rejoice. Not that he hears singing, he does it. That's the key. Favor just run to us every day. We are just receiving favor everywhere. It's just coming. We are just, what is the secret? A good man obtaining favor of the Lord. A good man. Proverbs 12 verse 2. A good man. A good woman. The best way to prove your goodness is to learn to give thanks to God always. Is to learn to sing praises to him always. Proverbs 12 verse 2. A good man obtaineth favor of the Lord. A good man. Who is a good man? A man that do what? That does sing. A man that does sing. A man that does what? And he said he will obtain favor, and believe you me, if the moment you obtain favor from the Lord, men have no option than to favor you. I don't want us to be religious, so religion is very deadly. I don't like religions at all. But the righteous do what? Doeth things. He does it. And he rejoices. You know, many of us, we only rejoice when they dash you something about it. Do you know why? You forget the person that God has made you to be. The person that God made, the man that God created, is a rejoicing man. So, rejoicing and being glad and singing is your personality from God. Don't forget that. The moment you forget that, you refuse to do that, the other thing will show forth. That's why you have to emphasize on this matter very, very well. Do you understand the point? You know, you see, Jesus got a point. He told us something. He that sent me is with me. The Father has not left me alone. Because I do always that which that pleases me. The question is that what is that thing that Jesus does always that pleases God? We need to get it out first. Then we now apply ourselves to it. If we do this, no matter how big or how troubled that trouble looks like, you will see then they will just disappear. Huh? John chapter 8, we have read it good and fine. He that sent me is with me. The Father has not left me alone. For I do it to always, those things that please him. Then we have to know what is that please God. Then when we know it, then we rise to pray. Huh? Psalm 69. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' love. Verse 30 and 31. I will praise the name of God with a song. I will magnify him with thanksgiving. Out of many. It means singing, giving of thanks, praising God, they are one and the same. This. The Gamina will testify that this means one thing. This also shall please the Lord better than an us. Now, when Jesus said, he that sent me is with me, the Father has not left me alone, for I do always that thing that pleases. What is that Jesus does always? When you say he went to the mountain to pray throughout the night, what do you think he's doing there? I came to a point that the prayer that even the disciples prayed at the upper room before the Holy Ghost came was that they were praising God. You know, we only read, I think we should know this. As they were busy praising God for what Jesus promised them, then the promise have no option that will be released. Luke chapter 24. On Christ the solid rock I stand. Are we Luke 24 from verse 49? And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. But tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endowed with power from on high. Tarry. What is the meaning of tarry? Stay. Verse 50. And he led them out as far as to Bethany. And he lifted up his hands and blessed them and empowered them. It means he empowered them to do what pleased God. Then the next verse. And it came to pass, while he blessed them, he was parted from them and carried up into heaven. Look at what they now demonstrated. And they worshipped him. What is the first action they enter into? They worshipped him. And returned to Jerusalem with great joy. Doing what when they get to Jerusalem? And were continually in the temple, praising and blessing God. Amen. They were not praying. They were praising and blessing God for his promise. And when their praises and thanksgiving filled the heaven, the old heaven, something happened. And none of them escaped because something dramatic happened. May you understand what God wants you to do, Pastor. Yeah. Are you seeing what they were doing? But when you read the Acts, they say they were praying. What kind of prayer? We will have asked, what kind of prayer were they praying? When they say, Holy Ghost, come down. Is that what they are praying? No! This passage justifies what they were doing. Continually at the temple doing what? Praising God and blessing Him. And God had no option now to come down. He said, and it sat upon each of them. It sat. And immediately something erupted on their heart. And from that day, their story changed. From today, I see God changing your story. From a sickler to a healthy woman. From a healthy man. In the name of the Lord Jesus. And in the book of Psalms, it says, singing with understanding. You must understand why God ordained something. So when you are doing it with the understanding of God's heart, then the result must come. What were they doing at the upper room, sir? They were praising God and blessing Him for His promise. Oh my God, I love to read my Bible. Because that is the only word that satisfies. He said, in God. In Him. We will praise His word. When you understand what God said, you don't need any result. You started praising God. Then result will physically come. On Christ, that's all. The rock I stand on. In the prison, saw the two other prisoners. They were sad. He said, "You don't have a good spirit." He asked, "Why are you sad?" Anytime you see anybody outside, Oga or Madam, please, what is your problem? What? Because immediately you are sad in your face, it means your heart has gone into captivity. Bring back your heart out of captivity, then your face has no option. Because a merry heart maketh a cheerful. So you don't understand, I'm just in a bad mood. Actually, what you are simply saying that your real person has gone into captivity. Call your soul back. Say you are not destined to be in captivity. Proverbs 15 verse 13. Hey, is it food? God is bigger than food. Is it money? God is bigger than money. Are you hearing me? We see when he started his personal balance, people is just run back. Why? Do what pleases God always. A merry heart maketh a cheerful countenance. When you see somebody's body that is sick, his heart has actually gone to captivity. The moment your heart comes back from captivity, your body has no option than to receive refreshment. No, sorry, don't be offended. I'm just telling you the truth. Because the spirit in you is God himself, right? So when you are sick, it means you say God is sick, which is impossible. God can never be sick. Eh? You know, I was just reading just a verse one day. But if the spirit of him that raised up Christ from the dead dwells in me, he that raised Christ from the dead will also quicken my mortal body by. I keep reading just in my mind. I was just now immediately say, now do you ask me what you should do to enjoy this? When I heard that, I said, no, I don't know. Say, now this is what it, one of the things he came to do. But I must keep thanking him for doing that before my body will enjoy that. Each day I say, thank you, Holy Spirit, for living in me and giving life to my mother's body. That says to my health matter. So when I tell you I can never be sick again, if you go and say you can never be sick again, without knowing what me and the Holy Ghost enter into, then you may be sick.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand? Because he cannot say, he can never fail in his assignment. But when you don't appreciate him, he refuses to do it. Sorry, ma. If somebody is living under your covering and he wake up in the morning, he didn't greet you. Say, where is my food? You say, okay, Oga, this is your food, though. Abi? Is that what you tell him? You tell him, say, ah, can't you greet? He sees them. You know, many of us will behave like that. Lord, do this thing for me. I said, he will tell, can't you greet me? Am I your mate? Am I not your creator? One reason we should give thanks to God is because he created or we have not created, we did not create ourselves. Let's go to that Psalm 100. Quickly. Psalm 100. You know, it is, oh my God. You know, it's so simple. But if you don't know the simplicity of it, you may be practicing another thing. One of our young sons that is a medical doctor to be. Anytime I say, I know you will perform well. But do you know that I am not your candidate? Say, you know. I will pray for you, you will perform well, you will come out with the best result. But say you know that me, I'm not your patient. He said, yes, I know. You know. We went for a crusade one day in 2014. I said that day you went to Kaduna. We went that crusade in Bali. And they had to do medical whatever. So I preach a night before they do medical matter in the morning. When I finish my meeting, and I went and tested one of the doctors. I said, you people are doing medical service for people here. Can't you do my own? He said, Oga, I won't try it though. I said, why now? Test it and see. He said, we don't need to test, we know. I said, yeah. You know, the night before, when I finish my message, everybody there come out for a taco. And I showed them what it is written. So, and I said, no, Oga, don't tempt me now. But we know. Now, the question is this. Doing medical service in a crusade, you are only telling them that the Jesus you came to present is not capable. But I prove to them that the only person who can heal all sickness and disease is Jesus. Because medicine will fail. I read in my Bible, there is no healing medicine. I read it there that day. So when I went to the guy, he quickly recalled. He said, no, I understand. I can't test you. I said, it's okay. Do you understand my point? Eh? Are you with me? Eh? Can we read Psalm 100? Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Can you see now? Serve the Lord with gladness and come before his presence with what? Singing. Do you know the message? We always think that when we come to a meeting like this, it is there we come before his presence. May I tell you, the moment you decide to read your Bible, you must sing. Because you are coming before his presence. It is when you sing and the reality jump into your heart. And you jump and say, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. They don't know why you are rejoicing. I came out the other day, I was coming from something. I was coming from one life. And I met a young man. I never knew. For the past 3 weeks, he has been coughing every night from morning to night. I didn't know. So as I was just talking, jokingly, I just do like this. That was all. I didn't know. He didn't tell me anything. I never knew he was passing through that. He now went back home. He slept throughout that night. He woke up in the morning. Cough, where are you? Cough, where I've gone. So yesterday was sharing with me. I said, you mean it? Since I met it. I don't know why I didn't give testimony to him. Yeah, I never say you are here. I only do like this. Me, I never know that anything is there. Whatever is within you that may cause trouble for you tomorrow, I command it to leave now.
In the name of Jesus.
When the young man was saying yesterday, I said, what? You mean as I was just jokingly just do like this? I didn't know that any. I said, something enter and something has to leave. By virtue of this understanding you are receiving now, every ungodliness, every iota of sickness and disease, they are jumping out of your life forever.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Know ye not that the Lord is God?
It is He that has made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture.
Enter
with thanksgiving and into His call with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name. For the Lord is good, His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endure to all. Do you know now? You know, maybe when you are going to your cathedral, say God say we should enter into His gate with us. The best cathedral you first enter, when you have to open your Bible, sing to Him. Then, if reality will jump into your heart, then you begin to sing uncontrollably. That's why I say, you are full of glory and unspeakable joy that is full of His glory. This is the key. Huh? Do you understand my point? I will you understand. How many of you are understanding? Since that, the Holy Spirit, thank you for living in me. Thank you for quickening my mother's body. When I do that for like 10 minutes, I appreciate Him for that. That's how you get it. Yeah? Do you hear me? Somebody told me the other day, I should come and donate blood. I said, there's nothing like that in the Bible. I didn't donate blood. I can only give you Jesus that will make your blood number to go down. But for me to donate the one He gave me, He didn't tell me donate blood. I didn't see it in the Bible. But this, people are doing it. Is there anywhere in the Bible say you give your blood to somebody else? I said, no, I know they do. I'm me, not be me. Receive Jesus that will make your blood not to never to go down. Then, yes. Say thank you, Holy Spirit, for dwelling in me and giving life to my mother's body. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for supplying life to my kidneys, to my blood, to my marrow, to my muscles, to every faculty of my being. My eyes receive the life of Jesus Christ. My ears, I command you to receive the life of Jesus from the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. My body is quickened, is quickened, is quickened by the Holy Ghost. No more sickness for me, no more disease for me. Every day I give thanks to Him for doing that for me. That's why He does it. If Satan let Him put it, as He's putting it, the Holy Ghost is sending it back to Him. Everything that is not of God in your body system in your bones, in your blood, in your muscles, in your marrow, in your eyes, on your ears, right now, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I send it off your life. And so shall it be. You will enjoy the deliverance and the freedom of God, which you have graciously granted unto you in Christ Jesus all the days of your life. Your eyes will see clearly. Your ear will hear clearly. Every faculty of your being will function properly. In the name of the Lord Jesus. And so shall it be. In Jesus' name. Give thanks to Him.
Trust that you have been blessed by this message.
For more of our messages, visit our website www.thecream.org.ng
or call the following numbers for more inquiries:
081-3553-7845,
080-6061-8421,
070-6227-0070,
081-3291-4775. Jesus is Lord.